The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation until today, because podcasts are now available on TV. Pod TV is now available on TCL Smart TV Channel 1048 or on Roku or free on their website. Shows on the channel include The Jordan Harbinger Show, Trigonometry and The Gangster Chronicles. Most podcast listeners don't want to have to pay or donate money to listen to podcasts. That's according to new US research from YouGov. Variety uses their data to estimate that paid podcasts might be worth just $13 million a month. The home screen in Spotify's mobile app is being refreshed with additional features for podcast listeners to help them finish shows they'd already started. Episodes you've already started will now display a progress bar indicating how far into the episode you are. Dan Bongino's radio career was kick-started by podcasting, according to new data from Westwood One. Only one in five people listen to both the podcast and his radio show, suggesting that his AM/FM audience is incremental. Podbean have added new embedded players in the UK. Podcast Radio is now available in Birmingham, the second largest city in the UK. They broadcast this podcast every day. WellBe, which makes health assistant smart speakers and smart watches, now has iHeartRadio's content, including podcasts. And yesterday we talked about the Pod Fiesta Summit coming shortly. We got the date wrong, though. It's April the 10th to the 11th. We're sorry about getting the date wrong, but we look forward to seeing you there. And in podcast news, into the void left by Reply All comes ICYMI, in case you missed it, which launches tomorrow from Slate. It's a twice-weekly show to guide listeners through the latest social media stories and analyse how they connect to our larger cultural conversations. And The Truth with Lisa Booth launched with an interview with former US President Donald Trump, who repeated that the recent US election was rigged. There's no evidence to support that claim. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.